you know, was this a military operation or not, and have we used such things already? And then, of course, there's the whole question of maintaining secrecy and the value of that.
Yeah.
I talked to one guy who said, hey, listen, you know, we got those triangles, and you know what we're doing? We're going off-world with them. I said, off-world? What do you mean? He said, well, yeah, you know, we're going to the moon and we're going to Mars. I said, say what? I can't confirm this. I have no idea. You got people can talk big game, and maybe they're right, maybe they're not. But these craft of ours, if we've got them, could be used for more than simply terrestrial matters, I would imagine.
Yeah, but with so much of the news coverage going on in global events now and wars and stuff, let's say someone from CNN catches sight of one of these aircrafts or one of these weapons that we're using, what do you think the government would say about it? Would they close it off as something that they did or something that they're responsible for?
CNN wouldn't be my example, because I think that they're complete lackeys of the national security apparatus, and I think all these major organizations are. I really believe this. I'm not just talking in hyperbole.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, there could be another media that scoops them and puts it on tape.
Right.
Hey, listen, I don't know. I have to tell you, I don't know how it would play out.
All right.
Would the U.S. government be forced into it? Maybe. Maybe not.
Thanks
for the
call.
They just stonewall. I mean, they do that a lot already. There's already a tremendous amount of footage that is out there that has not... I mean, look, there are the Mexico sightings of a little more than 10 years ago. You have all these people at Mexico with camcorders videotaping amazing things. And what happened to that? You have the Illinois sighting of 2000. You've got a bunch of police officers, absolute stand-up guys, and no one disputes them. And the best the media can do is say, well, maybe it's a secret project. And they leave it go. No one follows up. Where is the U.S. media in all of this? They're asleep at the wheel, and they're obviously working for higher authorities than just their media bosses.
Wildcard Line, welcome to Coast, you're on with us. Hi there.
How are you doing this evening?
Well, thank you. And where are you calling from?
Toronto, Canada.
Okay,
listening to you on Mojo Radio.
Yes, you
are. You're a neighbor of mine, man.
Yes, I am.
All right.
Across from the shuttle there. I believe it was Joseph who phoned earlier, kind of hit on the topic that I was going to relate. I always have had the premise that aliens aren't really aliens at all. They're fallen. From the fall with Satan, the third of the angels, they've been here all the time. But you sit in your discussion now, how come there isn't any disclosure? Why isn't this being talked about? I just reflect back to C.S. Lewis and the Screwtape letters. I don't think it's time for them to be disclosed. That time might be approaching swiftly, and New World Order might have something to do with the introduction at some time in the near future, but I don't think disclosure as a whole as being aliens would end up being the topic that would be discussed at a news conference. It would be more along, here are fallen angels. That's just my premise. That's just the way I thought about it. And I've heard certain individuals starting to talk more along this line, or suggesting that they're maybe even demonic in some sense, but I kind of like the fallen aspect of it, because biblically, and as you've mentioned before, other cultures as well, they have writings talking about things that are flying around. When you're talking about some of the older cultures there that predate the flood, well, we had fish people in the sky. And where did those people go when the water disappeared in the sky?
All right, listen, you're getting into an area that I mean, look, I'm not buying the whole scenario. I mean, I'm going to be perfectly candid with you. You know, one can argue biblically all kinds of things, and guess what? Biblical scholars are going to disagree about these things too. What I would say, though, regarding disclosure, I'm amazed. I hear so many people, not just on this show, but I encounter people who just don't believe that we, you know, should be open about this. And I think, hey, you know, remember there is this thing called a free society, guys. And have we completely lost our nerve as a people that we don't believe in ourselves to govern ourselves any longer? This is what freedom is supposed to be about, everyone. Let's remember this. Okay, a free society is based on the concept of self-governance. And if you're not governing yourself, then you're not in a free society. All right? I believe that we have the ability to establish a measure of self-governance again. But you can't do it without knowledge of the reality of what's going on here. And I'm not going to simply submit to a complete loss of nerve by this entire, seemingly, society and civilization. There are a lot of other people, though, who believe in themselves, and they believe in their ability to govern themselves. And this is what I believe in. This is a political issue. This is beyond all kinds. It includes a lot of things, but it includes politics and it includes self-determination. It's about freedom, guys. It's about freedom.
How do you see this all ending? Or is it?
I have a lot of pessimism regarding many things about our society, but I retain hope. I really do, George. I retain hope in our ability to deal with truth in an open and honest manner. I believe in our ability to cleanse the filth of lies from our society, and I believe in our ability to rejuvenate our civilization into something that actually, you know, will be beneficial. And I believe in a better world. I think that we're walking a real tightrope, and we can easily fall off that tightrope, and a lot of bad things can happen. But I don't think that we are necessarily living in the end times. I think we're living in the end of these times. I think we're living in the end of these times, and that for better or for ill, big, big changes are going to be happening. And we want to make sure that they're good, not bad.
Yeah, you may be right about that. Let's go to our East of the Rockies line. Welcome to Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Good morning.
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
This is Jeff. I'm calling from Fort Lauderdale.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Jeff.
And I just wanted to make a point. When I was in the Navy back in the 1970s, I was on a nuclear submarine. And we would go out into the area out there by Puerto Rico, mm-hmm. and we would do sound trials. It's real deep water out there. And we would get sonar blips that would with contacts that would go through the water out there, tremendous speed. And then it would go from sonar to a radar blip. So they were going up out of the water.
Yeah,
and
that's fascinating.
At one point, we surfaced one morning, and there was these green, what they were calling green glows that our commander was talking about. And we were told, you know, that was something that we should completely forget.
You know, wow. When were you doing this, approximately?
About 1976.
There was an account from a Soviet submarine commander from around that time, and he described almost the same type of things. He said, you know, we would see these things, and we would detect, rather, these things in the water that were moving so fast.
Mm-hmm.
There were nothing that we could do. And for a while, some people wondered, was it American? And the guy said, listen, there was no way, nothing can go that fast. I don't care what the Americans had, nothing. And he was as convinced as anyone else that these were not of us.
Well, it wasn't only that, but I don't buy this bit of this sub that was, it was a Los Angeles class sub.
That hit the mound?
Exactly. Yeah,
40 miles an hour, it hit something.
That just doesn't, you know.
You're talking about Kursk, the Russian sub?
No, U.S.
No, it was ours.
Oh, yeah.
And I had people that I know that said when that thing was, it got back on its own power, but that it was completely tore up when it got back. And
yeah.
That just doesn't happen. I mean, the sonar and the radar on those things are so sophisticated that it just doesn't happen.
That's fascinating. The green glow you mentioned, incidentally, that your commander talked about and said ignore those, that also was described by Ivan Sanderson in Invisible Residence. And in fact, if I'm not mistaken, Sanderson described these things occurring in the Indian Ocean as well.
Well, they happen right off of the coast of Fort Lauderdale here also.
Fascinating.
When we're out fishing, you can every once in a while you'll see, you know, at night, you see the green, you can see a green glow.
Do they have a shape to them? Are they like circular or in lines or what?
It's more of like a, it's kind of like a circular, but they're deep. And it's just, you can see this, it's an eerie green glow, and it moves pretty quick through the water.
Well, it sure does. Richard, we are running out of time. I want to thank you. The book again, UFOs, The National Security State. I do hope one day we get full disclosure, Mr. Dolan.
It would be an interesting event to live through, George. That's no question about that.